Guten Erev Shabbos. We have a Moir de Geshir this week, Be'ezus Hashem, and we have Torah of Parshas Balak. So we have the famous Psukim, where we are commanded a Din D'Rabbanan. Some say it's actually counted as part of the Chiyuv of the Schiris every day, the D'Rabbanan. The Psukim say, Ami, my nation, Zecharna, you are required to remember. Ma yoatz Balak melech Moav, u'ma ano oisai Bilam ben Ba'or. What exactly was Balak's suggestion, and what Bilam ben Ba'or responded? You're mechuyev to remember this. Min hashitim ad Gilgal, leman da sitkes Hashem. Different shatim, exactly the end of the pasuk. We'll see mirtz Hashem. So there's a pasuk shat that Balak wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. And Bilam's response, I'd like to say maybe a little bit of a different shot, and that will also reflect on the end of the pasuk, Min Hashitim Ad HaGilgal. This is based on Tanchuma, but let's continue first. The pasukim right afterwards, L'chayva, go on to a different topic, and they say, Bama Akadem Hashem, Ikaf Elikei Maroim. How does Hashem want me to come before Him? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to humble myself to His greatness? Do I do it with many young carbon oilers? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps want thousands of rams? Does He want tens of thousands streams of olive oil? Should I perhaps give Him my firstborn son? For my sin, do I atone for it by giving Him the fruit of my womb? Is that what Hashem wants? And the pasuk says no. Very famous pasuk now. Higilecha adam atoyv u'ma Hashem derech mecha. I'll tell you, human being. I'll tell you, man, what Hashem wants from you exactly. Ki yimasayis mishpat v'aves chesed v'atnei alech esim elikecha. So Hashem Baruch Hu wants these three things. Aves mishpat. Asayis mishpat. Aves chesed. Atnei alech es. Gemara says amakis. Ba micha v'abidin al shalish. These three principles really incorporate the whole Torah inside them. Now, there was this havamina that Hashem maybe wants many korbanos. Kamashma, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be good people. Asayis mishpat, aves chesed, and do everything b'tznius with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is this connected to the first part? So, the Tanchuma, and some Mefarshei Hanach also, the Tanchuma and Parshas Tzav connects this very much to Bilam and Balak's mistake. Balak invited Bilam to come and give a klala to Klal Yisrael. And along comes Bilam, and he tells him a little bit, they talk a little bit, and then it comes time to do the actual klala, and Bilam tells Balak, build me 7 mizbechos, and bring me a par and aisle on every one of these mizbechos. Okay, a little carbon before, a little ritzoi, so it sounds like. But when he begins to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Bilam says, "Es sheva hamizbechos arachti." I made these 7 mizbechos with a hey ayidia. And Rashi says, why 7 mizbechos? And what's he mentioning? What's he stressing? There's a certain thing with the number 7 mizbechos. So Rashi makes a cheshbon, looking Rashi, that the Aviseinu, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, brought a total of 7 mizbechos. In their lifetime, our Avis brought 3 mizbechos. And Bilam says, I match them, matching. You know matching? You want matching for your money? He says, I match them. I'm on the same level as them, and I'm better. There are 3 people brought 7 mizbechos, and I'm one person. I brought all 7, and more so. He says, Avram brought a par, Yitzchak brought this. They all brought one animal. I brought on every mizbech a par and an aisle. So I actually outdid them. I'm better than them. I win over them. I have destroyed them. This is his opinion. I'm going to definitely win out, and I deserve to be able to give a klala to Klal Yisrael. That's how he begins. And we would like to suggest that maybe, based on this Tanchuma, which we'll see in a second, we're going to go through the Tanchuma a little bit. This is actually the pasuk, Am Yizcharna Ma Balak. What Balak's suggestion was, and Bilam responded was, yes, we can do it, but we have to first match up with the Jewish people. So let's see a little bit of the Tanchuma. Tanchuma, beginning of Parshat Tzav, and the Torah speaking about the carbon oila, Zayis Taras Ha'Oila at the beginning of Parshat Tzav. So the Taras is Zayis Taras Ha'Oila. And the Medrash says, I'm going to read little bits of the Tanchuma. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ili Ha'isi Mevakish Karban, if I really needed a carbon, that's what I wanted. Lo Yisi Oimer LeMichael Shehu Etzli LaHakav Li Karban, I would ask the Malachim, they could definitely bring the most special, highest level karbanis. Umi mi ani mevakish carbon, but who did I ask a carbon from? Mi Yisrael. I ask Kla Yisrael. And then the Medrash says, V'oimer, and it brings the psukim over here in the Haftarah. And the Medrash says, Bilam Arasha, hu yasani garish over the Elilim. He was representing, Bilam Arasha was representing the Goyim. And he was thinking, what had Kla Yisrael brought? And he goes through the karbanis that Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov brought. And he says, he wanted to outdo them. So what does he say? He says, they brought Parim, Elim, I want also. And this is how the psukim of the Haftarah actually go. He says, Hayirtza Hashem ba'alfei Elim, does he want the isle? Because Avram, instead of bringing up Yitzchak, brought an isle. Does Hashem want, maybe I'll bring thousands of Elim? Or he says, we know that Yaakov, you know, poured Shemin. Oh, I have a thousand, tens of thousands of streams of Shemin. He says, Avram Avinu was willing to give up his son. I'll bring in my son and my daughter, Shenemar. V'ha'etem b'chayri pishi zebni. Pre-vitni chatas nafshi, the repetition, zebiti. He's willing to give his son and his daughter. And he says, I've outdone everything that they did. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Rasha, ma'ata oise. He said, I made the seven mizbechais. I have the seven mizbechais. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says back, you know what you're like? He gives a mashal. The Medrash Tanchuma gives a mashal. There was a butcher who was watching what was for sale, and there was a butcher who had dishonest weights. He had a lot of meat displayed in his window, and he sees that the, I don't know, in Hebrew we say the mefakeach, the pakach, the guy who's going around checking that everything's honest, is coming to his store and he's nervous. He's going to see his weights and a lot of all the dishonest stuff going on in his store. So he tells him, oh, don't worry, sir. I already sent a bunch of meat to your house. I already bribed you with meat. So Hashem says, Bilam, you think you're bribing me by bringing me korbanos? He says, that's not what I want. If I would have wanted carbon, I would ask Michal, I would ask Avriel, if that's what it was about. If that's what it was all about, was just appeasing Hashem with korbanos, then I would have asked them. And this is what Bilam was trying to do. He was trying to be like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. He says, you're trying to fool yourself, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a relationship with Klal Yisrael, with korbanos. It has nothing to do with you. So according to the Tanchuma, this is the Hemshich to the Ma Yoatz Balak, Ma Noise Bilam, and this is Menashitim and HaGilgal, like Mepharshim say, the different eights which Bilam gave to him afterwards with Bnei Yismayev, earlier with try to outdo them in korbanos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues this, the Hemshich of Haftarah, Hashem says, I'm not interested in this Bechlal. We have many psukim in Navi where we're told HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's not interested in korbanos. In the Haftarah Parshas Vayikra, in the Haftarah Parshas Tzav, in a number of places in Tehillim, after Shaul brought korbanos from the tzayin of Amalek, the Navi says over and over again, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem says, I don't want your korbanos, I don't need your korbanos. The Duvin and Magid, and Sefer Koicha Miyakiv and Parshas Tzav, gives a number of mishalim, like to share some of them with you. There was a fellow who decided, in his older age, he had a lot of money saved up. He wanted to live out his rest of his life in a fancy, fancy palace. So he called someone who was supposed to be a very good builder, contractor, and he had this fellow sit with him, and they went through together his dream home, his dream palace, how he'd want it to look. And they wrote down how many rooms there would be in this palace, and how many doors, how many windows, and how many hallways, how high everything would be. And this contractor made a list afterwards. And he's, you know, summarizing the palace, he made a list for himself, how many doors are needed, how many windows are needed, how many beams are needed. And he spent the next few months putting together and getting together all the things that should order. So he had a pile of doors on site, a pile of windows on site, beams, bricks, rocks, everything you need for your fiberglass protection, whatever you need for the home. He had everything put together. He had cabinets, everything for the house, all in a pile. And he went to the guy and said, you have to pay me because I did everything you asked me to do. I just didn't put it together. You put it together. The guy is a fool, says the Dubna Magad. Why? So he doesn't want the parts. He wants the home. Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Dubna Magad, whenever Hashem says all throughout Nabi, I don't want your kerbanis, I never asked for kerbanis, Hashem says, it's not about kerbanis, it's about a relationship with me. That's what I wanted. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had a relationship with me. Their kerbanis was a way of expressing their relationship with me. Adam ki Yaakov mikem karban Hashem. It was bringing themselves to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. They mevatel their ratzon, like you say in Davi, the ratzon to your ratzon, like you say in the tefillah of the Akedah. That's what the Akedah was. Mevatel is ratzon. It was not about sacrificing blood, guts, slaughtering, and feeding some god. It's not what it was, Bakal. This is Bilam's silly mistake. Bilam looks at the external. Bilam and Balak are busy with the superficial. They think because of Baruch Hu, maybe he needs a little bribing, needs a little food. He says, he was somebody who threatened to lend that money to all the people. He sold the person that he bought the people. And it came time for him to collect his bills that he was owed from all the different merchants. And one merchant who wanted to pay him suddenly suffered a great misfortune. His factory burnt down and he lost all his money. How am I going to manage? And people told him, listen, he's a nice guy. They say he's a nice guy. Go down. Go to his city. Go meet with him. You're right. He sent you a letter that you owe the money, right? Go talk to him. Meet Hashem. He'll listen to you. He'll work things out. You don't have a choice. You got to go. You got to go. Travel to the other city. Come to the city where his treasure lives. Stay in the guest house there. It comes time for him to go to the home of the person we owe his money to beg forgiveness. He just can't get up. He's crying in the lounge. He's crying, sobbing, what's going to be, what's going to be? And the owner of the hotel comes over to him and says, what are you doing? Why are you crying? He tells him the story. He says, I'm so embarrassed. I owe $20,000. He says, listen. He says, you came to here. You didn't travel here. This was important to you. You obviously made the move. You traveled to our city. You just a few blocks away. Go there and continue. Go a little further. Okay. Makes sense. He goes. He gets to the person's house. And the one who suffered the great misfortune is outside the house. He can't bring himself to knock on the door. He feels terrible. He's sobbing. Come on, right outside the house. Now a bus. Here's someone. Come on, he comes out. He says, sir, why are you crying? Oh, it's you. How are you doing? Did you come to give me money? Why? You don't have to come all the way here. You could just send it, you know. And the fellow says, no, you don't understand. He starts sobbing and crying. Tells him the whole story. He says, I owed you the money and I was going to pay you. And then all of a sudden a fire team burnt out this stuff. Flagration. I don't know what to do. So broken. All of us says, come inside. I want to show you something. Takes out the star. He owes the money. And he rips it up. He says, see, you don't owe me money anymore. I forgive you. It's okay. I'm lucky with 20,000. Talks to him, calms him down. And he leaves. So the person's so relieved. He goes downstairs. And there's some sly Rami outside. This Rami comes over to him. The sneaky, sly guy. He says, tell me something. Why do you look so happy? I saw you a little while ago. You were walking into the building. You look so sad. You come out looking so happy. What's going on? So he pours out his heart. He tells him the story. And this Rami says, oh, I'm going to do the same thing. He goes upstairs. And he stands right outside this guy's house. He starts crying and sobbing. The Balabas comes out and says, oi, what's the matter? How can I help you? He's just crying. He says, come inside. What's the matter? He says, I had a factory in my city and a house burnt down and robbers came. Says, okay, so what do you want from me? He says, I want you to give me $20,000. You want me to give you $20,000? Why should I give you $20,000? He says, you gave that person $20,000 who had a similar story to me, so I also should give me. He says, you thief, you ganev, you sly, sneaky person. He says, someone I do business with. It's someone I have a relationship with. And what
lost the money. It's gone. He has a broken heart. He's crying. I have rachmanis. I'll be mindful of that money. But I don't know you. I don't have a relationship with you. And you're crying to me. Now I should give you $20,000? You're a thief. Get out of here. Get out of my sight. Says the Dovin of Magid. Klai Yisrael have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We share so much. We try to do mitzvahs. And yes, we fall. Because then we need to bring a carbon chatas, a carbon shlach, a carbon asham, and for Heruvi Ra, we have to bring a carbon oila. We bring many, many korbanos for sins that we did to rebuild our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I know it's a little too late. You did those actions and you're full of regret. Yes, I'll accept your carbon. But Bilam, you know what Bilam's like? He's going ahead of the game. Oh, that reminds me of a bicep, of a joke I once heard. There was a rabbi that was friendly with a priest, and the rabbi was visiting the priest in his home. I don't know if it's Motzah Pialacha. And they were talking. There's a knock on the door, and someone comes in and says, oh, Holy Father, he says to the priest. He says, I sinned. I stole a whole bunch of money. So the priest says, oh, you're terrible. You shouldn't steal. He said, but I stole that. What should I do? He says, well, do you have $50? So he says, yeah. Pulls out $50 and gives it to the priest. The priest says, oh, you're forgiven for your sins. Just don't let it happen again. The fellow walks out. Thank you so much, Father. He turns to the rabbi and says, you see how we work it? The rabbi says, yeah, that's not how we work it. They're talking. A few minutes later, a knock at the door. Another fellow comes in and says, oh, Holy Father, I don't know what to do. I just beat some guy up. I got all angry. I was rude. I was terrible. I feel so sinful. So Holy Father says, not so Holy Father, right? He says, oh, that's terrible, terrible sin. Well, do you want forgiveness? He says, yes, Father, what do I do? He says, give me $50. So he gives him $50, and he says, your sins are forgiven. He goes out. He says to the rabbi, you see what we do? He says, yeah, I see what you do. It's not what we do. And a few minutes go by, and the phone rings. And the priest answers the phone. He tells the rabbi, this is an important phone call. If anybody comes, could you, like, continue? He says, sure, no problem. I see what you do already. He goes out of the room. There's a knock at the door. A guy comes in and says, oh, holy father, rabbi, whatever you are, I did a terrible thing. I was really, really mad at someone. I killed them. What should I do? He says, oh, that's terrible, terrible. You need forgiveness. He says, yeah. What should I do? He says, that'll be $50. So the guy opens up his wallet and he says, I only have 100. The rabbi says, okay, give me the 100. I don't have change. You have one free sin on the cheshbon. You can do, you know, an extra sin next time. You can say that one for Sheva Brachos. This is what Bilam was doing. Bilam was about to give a klola to Klal Yisrael. And ahead of the game, what does he do? He says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have one on the cheshbon. You know, I'm doing this before. I'm sinning before. Planning my sin, and I'm bringing a carbon before to protect myself. This, says Dovin HaMagid, is like Echta of Omer Ashev. Someone says, I'm going to do Averis, and I'm going to, you know, I have a Chazben, Hashem, I'm going to bring Karbanis afterward. I'm going to bring the Karbanis before. Hashem says, that's completely ridiculous. A carbon is for Klal Yisrael, they have a relationship with me. Avram gets a Yaakov, they have a Kesher with me, who's all about expressing themselves. You're just going to go along and bring an empty external carbon. You missed what Karbanis and Avodas Hashem is all about. We know that the Makar for Tefillah in the Torah, whether you learn it Daraisa or just in a Smachta Midrabanan like the Rambam and Ramban discuss, it's from the Pasuk of Avdei B'Cholavachim, Ezi Avodas Shebelev, Vayimus Tefillah. Tefillah is called Avoda Shebelev. That is what Tefillah is. Now we paskin that you have to express it with your mouth. Raks Vaseh Nois. She was davening because she was in with her heart. But there's halacha, you need to express it verbally. There's machlokes, paiskim, based on desire and others. If you need to actually be able to hear yourself or not, you have to say it out. But the real essence of tefillah is avodah shebelev. That's all it is. And we paskin, in Shulchan Aruch, right beginning, toiv ma'at bekavana, mihar b'shalei bekavana. Because it's about giving your leif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about having said what's in the Siddur, reading the Psuki de Zimra, or zipping up your Tehillim. It's only about Kavana. That's all it is. One thing. And this is what the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael. Bilam and Balak made a terrible mistake. They thought they could do Shoichad, they could bribe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Tanchuma says, by proceeding with lots of Karbanis, more Karbanis. They thought they outed Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. No. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was all about giving over their lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all they ever did. And one of the ways they did that was bringing karbanis. But higlecha adam, ma Hashem lekecha darish mechatayu, what does Hashem want? Kim asois mishpat, aves chesed, tzmiya lechesem lekecha, that's the source, that's what you focus on. If that will be, that will entail bringing a carbon, that's fine, that's great. It's a mitzvah. But it's not about doing mitzvahs without doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about putting together house parts and not taking the whole thing and constructing it together and making that home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, live the Vavi Mishkan Evne, having HaKadosh Baruch Hu live with us. And this was the terrible mistake that Bilam and Balak made. It didn't work for them. They invested money. They invested time. They thought they had a foolproof plan to outdo Klal Yisrael, but they never had a chance. A chance.